We have Stephen Schmidt and Brian Oglesby here in the studio representing Barnyard Theatre, and I'll tell you a little bit about them before we get them on mic. Stephen Schmidt is Barnyard Theatre's artistic director, as well as president of the nonprofit board. He's one of the founding members of the company, having directed Barnyard Theatre's inaugural production of My Avicia Winger, which was written by my guest Brian Oglesby. Additionally, Stephen has directed a majority of Barnyard's productions over the last 9 years, including this production of Psyche. Brian Oglesby is Barnyard Theatre's literary manager. He's one of the founding members of the company, having penned the barn's first production, My Avicia Winger. Last summer, he worked with playwright Megan Brown to develop Barnyard's current main stage, Psyche. This summer, he's organizing Sunday's Nights of the New Plays Festival, which will showcase works in progress from the company. He's going into his second year at University of Texas at Austin's MFA program for playwriting, and his short plays have been national finalists at the Kinney Center American College Theater Festival. He also has an MFA in fiction from UC Riverside. So, Stephen Schmidt and Brian Oglesby, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Absolutely. And that was Stephen and then Brian, who you just heard. I should also say that Stephen is employed as B Street Theater's technical director. My wife, Kate, and I have been subscribers at B Street Theater for a long time.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He's an MFA in technical design and production from the Yale School of Drama, and he taught stagecraft and managed the Instructional Performing Arts Building at Davis High School from 2006 to 2008. He was born and raised in Yolo County and is excited to come back to be part of the artistic and theatrical community. So, Stephen Schmidt, why don't you tell us a little bit about Psyche?
Oh, boy. Where to start? So, Psyche is, you know, it said it's a modern retelling, and Brian and I were just talking about it. I think really what it is you have the Greek myth of Psyche and Eros kind of colliding with this world of Peter, who is a poet, who's kind of locked himself up in his attic, and Vera, his mother, who is an aging actress and currently in a relationship with Peter's classmate or a roommate from college, mm-hmm. which, needless to say, Peter's not particularly thrilled about. You get this kind of wonderfully, beautifully crafted drama colliding with this Greek myth, as well as a lot of humor, which Megan Brown brings out in each of the characters, and especially in the character of Psyche.
Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun. The Barnyard Theater, many people don't know where one goes to see a Barnyard Theater production. So why don't you remind us of that and tell us about how this location was chosen.
So, absolutely. So if you're coming from Davis, you head out west on Covell, about 4 miles out of town, and it's a left-hand turn into a gravel driveway just before Road 95. If you're coming out from Winters, you're coming east, and you turn right after Road 95. So it's kind of dead in the middle of Winters and Davis and Woodland and Dixon. So it's kind of just this great location in the heart of Yolo County, and it's just beautiful out there. You start the show, and it's a summer sunset, and then you walk out, and you get a look at the stars afterwards. And, you know, I was just talking to a friend and telling them the story of how we got this barn. And I was actually sitting, having dinner with a good friend of mine in Boston, Ed Hunt. And we were just talking and eating and having a good time. And he mentioned that his parents had this barn. And I'd been in conversations with Brian about producing My Avicia Winger. And when I heard about this barn, I kind of jokingly said to him, you know, well, do you think your parents want to do theater in their barn? You know, and he looks at me and says, yeah, probably. And they did. And so Carla and Charlie Hunt graciously let us use their barn each summer and convert it into a theater. And it's a working barn, a dirt floor, animals. There's goats that watch the show. They often have stuff to say about the show.
Yeah.
It's just a great place to do theater, and we would love to have people share that experience with everyone. So yeah.
That's great. Well, terrific. And the website, so that we can throw in a little bit of technology, is barnyardtheater.org, theater spelled the British way, though if you Google Barnyard Theater, I bet you'll find it. What does one find at the website for the Barnyard Theater?
You find all sorts of information. You find out a little bit about who's involved and what shows we're doing. We're doing Psyche, as you've mentioned, and we're also producing a second show, Or, by Liz Duffy Adams, this summer. And we're also developing Damned, which is written by Brian, who is here with us, and which is a really exciting piece. You can also purchase tickets online. You can go to the ticket page, and it brings you there's a link, and you can buy tickets for any of the shows. And let's see, what else? There's a little bit of a history of the barn on there, and kind of just some photos. It's also a link to our Facebook page, which if you're interested in photos, there's a lot of photos on our Facebook page. Robert Schultz, who's our documentarian, also our master electrician, has been done a great job this summer just kind of capturing the process. And so people can actually look at our Facebook page and see what's happening at rehearsal and see how the set is progressing. And so it's another great resource online.
That's great. How about your cast? How is it that you choose the actors? And do they come mostly from Davis, from cities other than Davis?
You know, it started primarily as folks from Davis that we knew back when we were in high school, actually. Yeah. And now we've all are working in various places across the country, and a lot of us are kind of settling back into Yolo County, which is exciting. We do auditions at the beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. This year we do auditions Memorial Day weekend, and we, you know, advertise them and spread the word that they're open to everyone. Two of our actors in Psyche are from Sacramento and drive from there to rehearsals and to the performances. And then our other three actors are living here in Davis.
Excellent. Great. And we can find pictures of these folks on your Facebook site, as you mentioned. And if people like what they see, they can actually designate that it's a liked page.
Absolutely. And we strongly encourage people to do that and share with their friends, or we, you know, invite people to share with their friends this page. And, you know, we love to tell people about what we're doing and have people come out to the barn. And so if people are excited about this and this piques their interest, we invite them to check out our page and to come see a show, even tomorrow night if they're available.
Especially tomorrow night. If you're available, it's definitely something you might want to check out. Brian Oglesby is here. He is the Barnyard Theater's literary manager, one of the founding members of the company, and he penned the first production, My Avizia Winger. He's also helped with this current Megan Brown show called Psyche, which is playing right now this coming weekend, starting tomorrow evening, and then also the following weekend, the first weekend in August. His short plays have been national finalists at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, which I've had a chance to see a few times. He's also an MFA in fiction from UC Riverside. So, Brian Oglesby, I bet it's really satisfying to see this this production up on the stage after you helped Megan Brown imagine how it would work in literary form.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I saw a reading of a scene from Psyche when I was an undergrad, and that was in 2006. And it was something that was beautiful. It has some wonderful lyrical language in it, but it is absolutely hilarious. There's some amazing imagery that I felt like could be a really wonderful challenge for the tech folks in Barnyard Theater. We have some really skilled technical folks in Barnyard Theater. I mean, you met Steve, and Steve's really, really, really talented, like the Yale over there in technical theater. But we also have Ian Wallace, who designed some really amazing projections that ended up in Psyche. Psyche, I fell in love with the script. I asked Megan to send it to me, and we ended up developing it last year. We did a week-long workshop with her, so our fingerprints are on this, are all over this, all over the play, and we really enjoyed working with her. Like, she's a wonderful person to work with. She's easy to work with. She's someone who is very attentive to the details that would allow it to be work in this environment, and. So we brought her back again this summer. We worked with her a couple times. She came up At the beginning of the rehearsal process to kind of help smooth things out, which allowed her to continue growing the play with us. And then at the end of the rehearsal process, she was here this last weekend. Unfortunately, she had to return to L.A., so but she saw the opening.
That's great. Terrific. And I had mentioned in your bio that you had short plays be considered as, national finalists at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. Say some more about the American College Theater Festival for people who don't know.
The American College Theater Festival, this was when I was at UC Riverside, and basically they, there are different, I don't know what to say about it.
That's right.
It's at the Kennedy Center. Well, each of the nation is divided into regions for theater. There's a regional festival where actors have things that send them eventually, if they do well, to the Kennedy Center, and designers and directors and productions themselves, as well as playwrights. And so I've had a couple things end up staged as readings at the Kennedy Center, thanks to that.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I've seen a great number of productions at the Kennedy Center when I was a youth, and I got to see, I guess, the Western Regional Theater Festival a couple times when I was here in California. Are you familiar with the David Marlin Jones Prize?
No.
No, he's not. Okay. That's there was a prize named after my dad, and I think it was for best original play. I'm not sure. That's something I should know if I'm going to go bringing that up casually in conversation. I will check that out. And so so we learned a little bit about Psyche. What, tell us about, is it Orr?
Yes, Orr. Stephen is better at talking about Orr, for that matter.
Sure.
Do you want to say something about Orr, Stephen?
So Orr is a very funny, snappy piece, and it's actually O-R, comma. So it's a, I don't know what you say about that title. Leaves you wondering. Mm-hmm. And the only way to know is to come see the show on August 10th, 11th, 12th, 16th, or 17th. But it's just a really fun piece. It's directed by Heidi Volker, who's one of our younger members, and we're really excited. This is the first time we're producing two shows, and so we've got kind of a whole other group of folks producing this. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's about, I think it's just going to be just over an hour. So it's a very, very quick show. And I think will be just a complete delight for everyone who comes out and sees it.
So. That's great. How many playgoers does the barn accommodate? And is there parking?
There is. The barn holds, we currently have 98 seats in our current configuration. Wow. Every year we arrange it differently. Mm-hmm. And so this particular year, we are actually, for the one of the only times we staged it in what's called an in-style or seating or proscenium style. Usually we do things, in the round or some version of the round, or we've put the audience on a turntable and the audience actually moves around during the show. So we've done all sorts of things. So this year there's 98 seats. There is parking. We've got parking attendants to show you where to park. You're parking on a dirt field, and the flat floors, the floor of the barn is dirt. We ask people just to take that in mind when they're coming out there. And
so they should dress well, but they should choose footwear accordingly.
Exactly. And as far as dressing, you want to dress in layers. Some days it stays warm, and some days it gets icy cold. And most of the time, it's just about perfect. But be prepared for either direction.
And 8:30, was that chosen for perfect? I mean, that's... sun's not quite down, but why 8:30?
So it's really around sunset. Sun will have just about set at that point, and we're still in twilight, but it's getting dark enough that we can kind of do some of the lighting and projections and stuff that we want to do. It's also just temperature. It's a great time of day. And it's also just beautiful. While you're waiting for the show to start, you get to watch the sunset. So that's wonderful.
That's great. My son attends Fairfield School, which is on 5th Street between Winters and Davis. And it's just, as you say, a magical part of Yolo County, but one that many of us don't have an occasion to go investigate.
Exactly.
And so this will give folks a chance. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Barnyard Theater productions of production of Psyche. Some people might have missed the directions to get to the Barnyard Theater. I know that they can find that at your website, which is barnyardtheater.org. But tell us one more time, how do we get there?
Absolutely. We're located in between Davis and Winters on Road 31. We're right next to Road 95. If you're coming from Davis, it's a left-hand turn into a gravel driveway. Look for the big Barnyard Theater logo. If you're coming from Winters, you're going to turn right into the gravel driveway.
Road 31 is Covell. Covell becomes Road 31 if you're coming from Davis.
Right.
So that's a very
sweet
shot.
Keep driving west.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Until
exactly.
you make that left turn.
Exactly.
And is there signage, or it's just that when you hit 95, you know, you've gone too far?
Yeah, that's what I tell people actually on the phone. I say, if you get to 95, you've gone too far. Or if you're coming from Winters, it's actually easier. So if you're coming from Winters, you just look for Road 95, and then you turn right afterwards. But there is a big sign. It's 4 feet wide by 8 feet tall, and it has our logo and says Barnyard Theater on it. So
Excellent. It's
hard to miss if you're looking.
Good, good. Well, we have just a couple minutes left in the program. I'm going to play a public service announcement now by Ricardo Montalban. And then when we return, we will ask Stephen Schmidt and Brian Oglesby to give us one more compelling reason to go see this new production of Psyche, which continues tomorrow and through the weekend and the weekend after that. I'm here this afternoon with Stephen Schmidt and Brian Oglesby. We're just about at the end of the hour. But Stephen and Brian, I need some more compelling reasons to come out and see this production that continues this coming weekend and the weekend after of Psyche. What do you have for me?
All right. So Barnyard Theater is an incredibly unique community theater experience, and we want you to be part of our community. The cast does an absolutely phenomenal job, and it's a delight watching them every time. And there are some very exciting technical special effects, which I'm not going to say more about, but you have to come out to see. And I'll pass it off to Brian here.
Also, Psyche is a classic tale of love, betrayal, and blindingly good sex.
How can you pass that up?
Absolutely. Is there an age cutoff in terms of people who might want to bring their children?
Let's just call it PG-13.
Yeah,
is that appropriate?
That sounds about right.
It's a PG-13 play, mm-hmm. which for many of you is definitely spicy. So you may want to check this out. It's the new production of Psyche. And if you want to find out more, you can go to barnyardtheater.org. Stephen and Brian, thanks very much for coming on the radio show. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.